Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of 1211 Sports Talk NBA show featuring Surreal Gerald Quinn. I will be taking you for the next 45 minutes as we look at the world of the National Basketball Association. 11 game night as the NBA is still center stage, at least for one more night until the NCAA tournament officially, in my eyes, begins tomorrow and takes center stage for roughly the next 3 weeks. So the NBA will have its night. Again, 11 games, headlined by Atlanta going out to Golden State and taking on the Warriors in the battle of the two best teams by record-wise in the NBA. Right now, the Warriors have a half-game lead over the Hawks in the loss column. Again, who knows? Those two teams could meet in the NBA Finals, so that is definitely a big game. Much bigger game for Golden State because Atlanta beat them. And certainly if you're Golden State and you're looking ahead, you don't want to get swept by a team that you could possibly face in the NBA Finals. But we begin with a team that you just feel sorry for, to be honest with you, unless you just hate, you know, the state of Oklahoma. You know, some things in life are just not meant to be. I can remember growing up with the Michael Jordan poster, with the Magic Johnson poster, with the Nerf hoop, indoor hoop, just knowing that I was going to be a future NBA player. I just knew it. Eighth grade, you couldn't tell me anything. Then it got to a point about 2 to 3 years later, 10th or 11th grade, probably 10th, where deep down, I figured out that dream was just not going to happen. So it was like, you know what, it's time for me to really, really hit these books. Because that the NBA thing, stopped growing. It's just, you know, my mailbox wasn't getting ransacked with letters from North Carolina or Kentucky or Duke. You know, it wasn't going to happen. And I played out the string in high school for just purely the love of the game. Certain things are just not meant to be. And I'm not starting to think. I know that the Oklahoma City Thunder winning a championship anytime soon is not meant to be. And when you think about it, as a franchise, they have done just about everything right. They've drafted. They've scouted well. They've, you know, made the necessary trades. They missed one trade, and it was a big one. Let's be honest. It was a big one that they dropped the ball on because of money and the undervaluing of one James Harden. But despite that, they still, if they were healthy, would have the best roster in basketball. I mean, you think about Oklahoma City, again, 2010, they take the Lakers to 6 games, losing a tough first-round series, Lakers win the championship. 2011, they take Dallas to the Western Conference Finals, Dallas wins the championship. They lose a year later to the Miami Heat in the finals. And then, you know, karma, luck, whatever you want to call it, start going in the opposite direction for them. Russell Westbrook gets hurt. Gets hurt in the playoff game against Houston. They go out to Memphis in the second round. Last year, you had Serge Ibaka gets hurt right before the playoffs. They go out against or in the Memphis, or excuse me, in the Memphis Grizzlies series, they go out to San Antonio in six games. This year, everybody's hurt. Ibaka, Durant, and Westbrook all took in turns basically being injured, with the latest being Serge Ibaka, of course, with the knee injury, 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, this team, you know, it's just one of those things that's just not going to happen. Kevin Durant, as a precaution, chose to sit out after witnessing Paul George basically, you know, destroy his leg in the exhibition in Las Vegas, chose to sit out the rest of the World Championships, and still got hurt with the foot injury. And the thing about it is, listen, we've seen teams in the NBA miss their chance in terms of a championship window closing. Utah, Portland, Orlando, specifically in the 90s. Okay. Portland again in the early 2000s. Sacramento in the early 2000s. You know what the difference is? The difference is those teams that they lost to, or players that they lost to, were just better. Whether it was Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, Duncan, Olajuwon. Those teams were just, those players and teams were just better. So it wasn't a case where they'll never know whether or not they could have won a championship. It was just like, you know what, we just got beat by better teams, better players. In Oklahoma City's case, they're never going to know what they could have done. They're always going to be wondering. That franchise, when Westbrook is in playing for the Lakers and when Durant is back home in D.C., that franchise is going to be wondering what could have been for a long time. For a long time. Well, what if we were in the trade, James Harden? What if Kevin Durant was healthy? Where if Kevin Durant or Ibaka were healthy this season? They're going to be thinking about that for years to come, as those guys go their separate ways. Again, fully healthy, that is the best roster in basketball. You can have Golden State, you can have San Antonio, you can have Cleveland. In terms of talent and complete roster, as it stands right now, I'll take Oklahoma City's roster, healthy, over any team, over any roster in basketball. Even the Bulls, healthy, if they were healthy. Just getting started on this latest edition of 1211 Sports Talk NBA show featuring Cyril Gerald Quinn. 347-215-6180 is your call number. A lot to get to. A busy NBA night. But when we return, what's going on in Cleveland? We'll talk about that and much, much more on this latest edition of the Cyril Quinn Review. We'll be right back. Thank you. 347-215-6180 is your call number on this latest edition of 1211 Sports Talk, featuring Cyril Gerald Quinn, NBA show, as we push up the show a couple of days in anticipation of course, the NCAA tournament, which will, of course, take center stage of the sporting world starting tomorrow afternoon. I know they've had the first four for the past couple of days, but again, nobody cares about those games. I'm sorry, I can't get into North Florida and Robert Morris. I can't do it. Again, the games count. They're considered first-round games. The winners, of course, face the likes of Kentucky and Duke. Good luck with that. But to me, the NCAA tournament officially starts tomorrow afternoon. Dallas-Orlando just tipping off. Dallas has been playing better of late. Had some couple good wins. Beat Oklahoma City. Beat Oklahoma City Sunday. I think it was Monday. And took out the Clippers late last week and on Friday night. So starting to play a little better. Carlisle tossing a couple roses towards Rajon Rondo. We'll see how that translates to the playoffs. The Western Conference, at the beginning of the year, and the NBA, of course, is a marathon. But for most of the year, we've kind of made fun of the discrepancy between the Western Conference and the East and Western Conferences. And the West is just so much better, and the champion is for sure coming out the West. And, we joke about the Bostons, the Indianas, those teams, the Miamis of the world, being six games under 500, but yet still being in the playoffs, the Pacers, and those teams of that nature. But when you look at the Western Conference, as it stands right now, let's go through it. Golden State, still relative, best record in the NBA at 53-13. But again, do you completely trust them in the playoffs? Still with a lot to prove, okay? Oklahoma City, we talked about them. We know they have the talent, can't stay healthy. Dallas has played, has been an enigma and hasn't played well basically over the last month and a half. Still have San Antonio, and we'll get to them. We're going to have some fun with San Antonio considering what happened last night. They are who they are, so you trust them and you know they're going to be there. But again, a year older, trying to make the finals for a third straight year. Houston, entertaining. Are they playoff ready? Are they championship caliber? Remains to be seen. Portland, again, wasn't in love with them before Wesley Matthews got hurt. After the Wesley Matthews injury, you definitely have to be off them in terms of making it to the finals. Clippers, they're the Clippers. Not the old Clippers, but the Clippers that, excellent regular season. Will it translate to the playoffs? So basically, you look at the Western Conference, it does not look as near as imposing as it once did over the course of the regular season. They were talking in the regular season, any one of eight teams could get to the finals. That's not the case anymore. And to be honest with you, there's not a big-time difference between the top of the West and the top of the East. There's not a big difference between Golden State and Cleveland or San Antonio and Chicago. There really isn't when you think about it. Now, again, who says the Hawks can beat any team in the Western Conference in the NBA if they got to the finals? I've been high on the Hawks for a while now, saying that, yes, they can get to the finals, but I don't think they can win a championship. I had to recalibrate that prediction and says, yeah, they get to the finals, they definitely can win a championship. They're more than capable of beating anybody in the Western Conference. Now, the playoffs in the West will be a lot of fun and entertaining, but again, those Western Conference teams, as a whole, to me, have taken a step back. And they really have, as a group. 347-215-6180 is call number. When we return, The Nightmare in Gotham. We'll talk about that and much, much more in this latest edition of Sports Talk Radio, 1211 Sports Talk, featuring Sorrel Joe Quinn. We'll be right back. On this last edition of the 1211 Sports Talk NBA show. So last night, you know, just flipping around channels, really, you know, a couple games. Not, you know, there really wasn't one game of particular interest that I was watching. Flipping, you know, even with the college, kind of check that out for a couple minutes. But I was watching the New Orleans game with Anthony, because I wanted to watch Anthony Davis go against the Greek Freak. And it was a very intriguing matchup. Watch those two just tremendous athletes go at it. Basically looking at the future of the league with Davis and the Greek Freak. But my attention got shifted because I'm looking at the score with the Knicks and Spurs. And I'm like, oh wow, Knicks are hanging in there. And I wonder if all the Spurs players were even in the game. Because to me, that, you know, Popovich being and San Antonio being basically starting that whole resting players and basically mastering how they, you know, take care of their players throughout the course of the regular season, have them fresh for the playoffs, figuring that would be a perfect and opportune time to rest their players, to rest their main guys, you know, the Ginobili's, the Duncan's, the Parkers, you know, even Kawhi Leonard's, guys like that for the playoffs against the Knicks, who are playing guys who, let me tell you something, you need the program. If you go to a Knicks game, you need the program to know who some of these guys are. Not a who's who, it's who's that when you watch the New York Knicks play. I mean, some of these names, like, geez, I'm a basketball fan. I'm like, I never heard of him. Or he's still in the league. That's what the Knicks are made up now, those type of players. Either you never heard of them, or there's a guy who you forgot was still in the league. Well, anyway, Knicks win the game in overtime. And, of course, Popovich, classic Popovich, rips his team, you know, respecting the game, respecting the opponent, so on. You know who I blame in this situation? I don't blame the players. I don't blame the trainers. I blame Popovich. This is a game where you rest your players, because the risk versus reward is minimum. If you rest your guys, there's no way you lose that game. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, those players who had been taking the place of Duncan and Ginobili and guys like that, they're not superstars. So they're not superstars, number one, and they're playing for playoff minutes. They're playing for it to be the seventh man or the eighth man in the rotation. So they're totally going to be locked in. They're going to go, you know, all out for 48 minutes. We've seen the Spurs rest a multitude of guys and win games or play people tough. They did against Miami last year and almost beat them. So it's nothing new for the Spurs to do this and still win games, especially against teams like the Knicks. So, you know, if you rest your players and win the game, okay, you improve a game in the standings. If you rest your players and lose a game, it's like, eh, you know what, we lost the game, but you know what, Timmy, Manu, Tony, Kawhi, they got an extra game of rest. So you really don't. So there's really no way you could lose to me if you rest your players. Now, if you play your players, what do you gain by winning? Okay, for what you improve a game in the standings, you still have a chance to be a four seed. You won five championships in the last, you know, 16 years. You know how to win on the road. So I don't even think seeding is a big deal. You beat Memphis before. Of course, sure, would you like to play the Clippers or Houston in the first round or a team like that? Sure. Rather than Memphis. But the bottom line is you can beat anybody. You can beat any one of those teams that you match up with in the first round. You're the five-time champions. Okay? So you play your guys, and last night, everything went wrong. You played your guys, you lost the game, and then you went to overtime at that. And so you get humiliated, you lose, you get humiliated, you get no rest, and now you got to play a back-to-back. You're playing Milwaukee tonight, who, by the way, is coming off a loss. So it was the absolute worst possible scenario for the San Antonio Spurs. The worst possible scenario. When all they had to do was simply rest their players. No NBA team, no team in NBA history has ever beaten a defending champion that has been sub 200. Not sub 500, sub 200. 60 games into a season. It's never happened before. So you saw a little bit of history last night with what the Knicks did to the Spurs. 347-215-6180. Dallas up 19-13. They got off to a quick start. Was up 12-0. Orlando has a lot of nice young pieces on their team. Oladipo's played well. Vucevic should have been an all-star this year. Definitely had an all-star caliber year. It's having an all-star caliber year, averaging around 19 and 11. Elfrid Payton, you know, has played well. And you still haven't gotten anything out of in terms of Aaron Gordon. So, you know, Orlando has some nice young pieces. It's just a matter of putting it all together. And those guys, they need some veteran players. Let's be honest. They need about two veteran players in that locker room to kind of help those guys, teach those guys how to win, and also a dynamic coach wouldn't hurt as well. Dallas up 19-13 against 19-13 over Orlando. The game, of course, is in Dallas. Dallas trying to continue its winning ways. You have also Portland up 44-37 over Miami. Toronto and Andrew Wiggins' return to Canada is up by 3, 43-40 over Minnesota. Chicago and Pacers getting started in the first quarter, 12-10 Pacers, excuse me, 12-10 Chicago. San Antonio down to Milwaukee, 20-14 in Milwaukee. And you have third quarter action, Cleveland over Brooklyn, 61-52. The 76ers up 55-45 over the Pistons. Still, again, later on tonight, you will have one of the games of the year as far as importance in terms of best records. The two teams with the best records in basketball. The Golden State Warriors hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Golden State, of course, will be without one Klay Thompson, who hurt his ankle and is going to be out 7 to 10 days. We'll see how long they I'm sure they will take all precautions in dealing with him, as he is a vital piece to them having any shot at winning an NBA championship. 347-215-6180 is your call number. When we return, we'll talk Cleveland and much, much more on this latest edition of 1211 Sports Talk featuring Cyril Gerald Quinn. We'll be right back. Is your call number. Cleveland over Brooklyn, 65-56. You know, Cleveland, despite the fact that they've probably been the best team, and they're not probably, but they have been the best team basically since January in the NBA, playing well, had some big wins, had a huge win, of course, over San Antonio last Thursday night, and probably in what's been up to this point, in my opinion, and I mentioned it on the show last week, the game of the year. There's still something going on with that team. You hear talk of basically David Blatt not getting, you know, ignored, but basically a lot of communication with LeBron and Ty Lue. David Blatt comes out earlier this week and says, we must finish second. After the loss of Miami, you know, great performance by Dwayne Wade, who frankly outplayed LeBron James on Monday night with Miami taking out Cleveland. LeBron comes back and says, you know, I don't play for seeding. I just play, you know, I don't think about seeding. We just worry about chemistry and health. Get me in the playoffs and we can win anywhere. And that's still, you know, winning, you know, they say winning is the ultimate deodorant in sports, so it covers up a lot of things that might be going on behind the scenes. Some of you are interested in what's good enough for the Cleveland front office as far as, is it championship or bust? Do they have to get to the NBA Finals? I would think if they don't get at least to with Derrick Rose's injury and with the way some of these Eastern Conference teams, whether it be Toronto or Washington, have kind of took a step back, that anything less than a finals appearance would be considered a failure. You know, it's just a lot of, it's still messy in the waters in Cleveland. I don't think that all is well. With that franchise, you know, with LeBron, David Blatt, and company, there's still some things there. That's why I don't completely trust them. I mean, you know, lack of playoff experience. J.R. Smith, you don't know which J.R. Smith is going to show up. I still, despite how well they play, I still do not completely trust that team to get to the NBA Finals. And I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that you could just pencil them in into the finals. I really don't. 347-215-6180. Dallas over Orlando, 26-19. First quarter, late first quarter, Ben Gordon just missed a shot. Dallas, of course, playing a little bit better. They got to get, you know, Chandler Parsons, of course, that having him back certainly helps helps out as they try to climb the standings in the Western Conference. Dallas does not want to finish in that 7th or 8th spot. They would have no chance against either Memphis or Golden State. You know, Dallas, Houston, Dallas, Clippers. You favor those teams, but you give Dallas somewhat of a puncher's chance against those two. But Dallas, Golden State, Dallas, Memphis are just not good matchups if you're a fan of the Mavericks. Cleveland has stretched their lead out on the Nets 76 to 58 as they are late in the third quarter. Jack Haley passed away earlier this week, 51 years old, of heart disease. And if you're in the NBA, of course you know who Jack Haley is. He played on 8 different teams, won a championship with the Chicago Bulls, was on that team, of course, that is considered by many to be the greatest team in NBA history, at 95-96 Bulls team that was 72-10, Pippen, Jordan, Rodman, guys of that ilk. And, you know, you look at Haley's career, and listen, he wasn't even a rotation player. He was the guy that you saw on the bench that basically never took off his warm-ups. I mean, he was that guy. Averaged, you know, had a career average of 3.5 points per game. Again, played on NBA, was a journeyman, played on 8 different professional teams. Played at UCLA, was a 4th-round pick. So, of course, not big name by any stretch of imagination. Here's the thing, and this is the one mistake that people make all the time when they gauge NBA players. Like, there are more guys like Jack Haley than there are of any type of NBA players. More guys that sit on the bench and or either that or role players than, of course, superstars or all-stars. But despite that, any thought that anybody playing in the NBA can't play, you're an idiot if you think that there's anybody in the league that can't play. There are no sorry players in the NBA, okay? You have guys who are just – you have levels. You have rotation players. You have all-stars. You have superstars. You have specialists. I mean, there are – you know, the NBA has a number of different boxes which each player fits into, period. Like, the average NBA player or any NBA player would destroy the best guy, the best basketball player in any neighborhood. Or the best basketball player in any neighborhood won't even sniff the NBA. Think about that. Think about the best guy in your neighborhood. I don't care how good he is. The chances of him making the NBA are slim and none. I mean, you have a better chance of being a brain surgeon. So remember that next time you make fun of the guy who never gets in the game, who is a cheerleader, who rarely only breaks a sweat during warm-ups. Excuse me. That guy is still well-paid. If he plays long enough, he will collect a pension. And most of us, if we want to play basketball, would trade places in a heartbeat to travel, stay at nice hotels, private jets, and make hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even in the lower millions. Not to play, but to practice. Dallas up 31-23 on Orlando as they head towards the end of the first quarter. Of course, Dallas, you know, trying to climb in the standings. Dirk Nowitzki's really been struggling for the past month. You don't wonder if it's fatigue. I mean, you know, has a lot of minutes. I mean, everybody talks about Kobe Bryant's minutes. LeBron has hit that 40,000 mark in terms of career minutes. You know, Dirk, this is year, 17 for Dirk. He's not a spring chicken. And I think they've done a tremendous job over the last couple of years of managing his minutes, but he's still old. So at some point, I hear stories where, Dirk might play till he's 40. No, Dirk has three more years left in him. I could easily see Dirk retiring at the next year. Maybe Dirk plays two more years, but I don't know. I mean, Dirk is, he has a lot of pride. He's not going to sit up there and be a 10-point-per-game scorer. He's just not. 347-215-6180 is your call number. We'll be right back on this latest edition of 1211 Sports Talk NBA Show. Is your call number on this latest edition of 1211 Sports Talk NBA Show featuring Cyril Joe Quinn. Boston, Oklahoma City, also on the dock tonight, this evening, 32-27. Boston, Oklahoma City up in the second quarter. Boston still well in the playoff, and both teams are fighting for playoff spots, especially Oklahoma City. Right now they're tied with New Orleans for that final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Boston is in a three-way tie for the final playoff spots with Indiana and also Miami. Boston at 30-36, you say, what's the big deal about a team that's 30-36? The big deal is that they traded their two best players in Jeff Green and Rajon Rondo, and the team got better. Brad Stevens is one of the bright young coaches in the NBA. It's the reason why he got a 6-year contract. They knew what kind of coach they were getting. This is a guy who took Butler to back-to-back NCAA finals. Any big-time college job opens up, and I don't know whether it be North Carolina, Duke, whoever. Brad Stevens' name will be first on the list. If Calipari decides to go to the NBA, Kentucky, he's number one. It's not even close. That guy can coach. He can just flat-out coach. The Celtics, they have some nice pieces, but they just don't have enough. They don't have quality talent to finish games. They've lost a number of tight, close games in the fourth quarter, but that team plays hard every single night. And that's how you gauge coaching. How well, forget about the talent. Let's forget about wins and losses to a certain extent, especially when it comes to bad teams that lack talent, like the Celtics, especially like the Lakers. Look how hard the team plays. I mean, the Lakers have been awful this year. They're like 17-49, but they've lost a number of close games, and they play hard every night. So Byron Scott, for that, from that standpoint, has done a good job. So Boston, again, trying to make the playoffs. Again, some nice pieces on that team. I mean, Marcus Smart, Ty Zeller, Jay Crowder, Avery Bradley, one of the top defensive players in the perimeter. And again, we talked about Oklahoma City just fighting to make the playoffs. Durant still, I mean, they say a couple of weeks, but again, until he starts, until he gets back in the starting lineup, call me when he's back in the starting lineup. Don't give me a timetable. I want to see him on the floor in the starting lineup. Ibaka goes out with a knee injury, 4 to 6 weeks. And again, Oklahoma City is just a franchise and a team that just can't get all their ducks in a row. And, you know, it just seems like when you're about to believe in them that they can compete, not only get to playoffs, but it can be dangerous and compete for a championship, something else happens. And, again, it's looking like that team will be one of these teams that will not win a championship and that they're going to end up wasting away four or five years where they had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Serge Ibaka, and have nothing to show for it. And this is worse than Utah, Portland, Orlando, those teams, some of those teams, Sacramento, some of those teams who missed their, who didn't win championships, who were very talented, but lost to better teams and better players. This is worse because you have everything in terms of the franchise. You have role players, you're deep, you have shooters, you have two superstars, but nothing, but it just all cannot come together. What they don't have is the K word, and that's karma. They just don't have good karma, or not good karma at that. They just don't. 33-23, Dallas on top of Orlando. Second quarter, about 9:34 left. You also have Portland and Miami, 57-48, Portland over Miami. Portland on this long East Coast trip, that continues. They caught a tough break at Washington. A couple calls didn't go their way. Didn't deserve to win that game anyway, but that was a nice win for Washington earlier this week. Toronto, Minnesota is tied at 54. Kevin Martin having a big half with 22 points. Spurs on top of Milwaukee, 34-30. Pacers and Bulls. Bulls leading the Pacers, 31-26. You have Cleveland all over Brooklyn, 87-66. Thunder over Celtics, Thunder on top of the Celtics, 36-29. And of course, game of the night is coming up. Hawks and Warriors, 10:30. ESPN, should be, despite the fact that Klay Thompson is not playing, still should be a fascinating and exciting game and could decide, go a long way in deciding who has home court advantage for in the NBA Finals. That's going to wrap it up for this latest edition of the NBA Show, 12-11-11 Sports Talk NBA Show featuring Cyril Gerald Quinn. I will see you Saturday. We talk NCAA tournament, NFL football, busy program coming up Saturday. I will see you then. Also NBA basketball as well. Have a great rest of the evening. So long.